Amen. You still on that journey? Stand with me, would you? Two pieces of scripture for us to think through this morning as we do the first Sunday of 2020. 1 Peter chapter 1, 23 through 25. For you have been born again, not of seed, which is perishable, but imperishable. That is, through the living and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all the glory, and all its glory like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you, says the Apostle Paul. 1 Chronicles 29, 11 and 12. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and to give strength to all. Isn't that beautiful? Father, we come before you this morning again in the name of your Son, Jesus. We quiet our hearts before the living God. We come, Lord, to find our orbit once again around you. May your voice be the voice that speaks into our lives. It's with you, Lord, we find strength and hope and purpose and meaning. You gave your life that we might find our life in Christ. So bless our time here today, we pray, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And all those who love God would say, amen. Y'all may be seated. So, a question. As you were saying goodbye to 2019, as you were coming into 2020, did you reflect at all on 2019? Did you sit back and say, you know, what was the biggest blessing that happened to you in 2019? What was the best thing that happened to you in 2019? Did anyone do that? Did anyone get a time of reflection where you just kind of sat back and said, you know, what are the good things that happened last year? And you just kind of went, wow, how about this? We did this with our sons, you know, and my middle one graduated college, and that was kind of cool. And my youngest one, Jeremiah, last year he did his solo flight. He's going to be a pilot, and it's a really big deal when a pilot does his solo flight and he flies with no one else in the airplane but him. And it was very cool. When Sid and I, we watched our son taxi and fly away, and there he is. We just kept looking, and Cindy was like, there's my little boy, he's 1800 feet in the air, and, you know, and then he'll please land good, land, that's good, okay. And he came around, he waved and taxied and did again three times, and he you know, big things, big. Did you get a chance to reflect on last year and say, man, there were some good things that happened last year, and you give God praise? Did you guys do that? Did anyone get a chance to do that? You need to do that today if you didn't. Very important to reflect. You know, surprises. There's things happened in 2019 you didn't see coming. Was I right? It's true, isn't it? Things that you didn't see coming. There's bad things that happened last year as well, wasn't there? You didn't quite see it coming, and it came. You know, New Year's, when we celebrate New Year's, it's like we're celebrating time. And we're celebrating, you know, saying goodbye to a year, and yet we're saying hello to a new year. And with a new year, I think all of us in this room is looking at 2020, and we think we know what's going to happen this next year. We're planning for certain things to happen this next year. Some of us are planning to go to Israel next year. Some of us, maybe you're planning that your kids are getting married this next year. Maybe your kids are graduating or something. You kind of know what's happening, but you know, there's mystery in a new year. Am I right? There's things that you can kind of predict or maybe you think might happen. I mean, is the economy going to be better or worse this year? It's a presidential election this year. What's going to happen with the president? I mean, who knows, right? Is war going to break out in the Middle East this year or not? I mean, is this the year that your favorite sports team's going to bring it home? And a moment of silence for all Dodger fans. Dear Lord, we just pray. You know, we don't know. It's a new year, isn't it? God knows. So I like doing this, and Pastor Frank this morning is going to give you the top 10 predictions of Pastor Frank of things that are for sure going to happen this next year. You can put every one of these 10 in the bank because it's as for sure as you breathing and sitting here right now. Top 10 things, and they're not necessarily in order, but I want you to take notes of me this morning, and if you disagree, you're in big trouble. Top 10 predictions for this year. Are you ready? Prediction number one from Pastor Frank. Write this down. God will still be around and be God in 2020. Y'all need to write that down. You don't need to worry people about tomorrow because God's already in tomorrow. All that God is, His being, His essence, will fill the 365.25 days of 2020. His nature, His attributes will fill this year. God is before all things, and that's why I wanted to sing that song. Before there was anything else, there was God. He's the uncreated one. The Almighty God. Psalm 90 verse 2 says, before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are what? How long is everlasting? It's everlasting, people. Blow your mind on that. All of us has been born in a sequence of thought and time. Our thoughts are in sequence from one to the next. God is outside the realm of time. With the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is one day. God is eternal. I like this and I want to read it again. God is sovereign. He's God. God's not up in heaven worried about anything. We read this and I want to read it again. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler over all things. Do y'all get that? In your hands is strength and power to exalt and to give strength. The prediction from Pastor Frank this morning. God will still be God in 2020. Infinite and immortal. God will still be God. Don't worry about it because He's on His throne. And if God is everlasting, eternal without beginning and end, infinite, I got some bad news for you in 2020. You aren't. Note number two, you will still be finite and mortal in 2020. A prediction. You're still going to have a beginning and you're still going to have an end. God, there is no beginning and there is no end, but you made in His image are mortal beings. James 4 says, the half-brother of Jesus says this, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or do that." People, our life is like a vapor that passes to the immortal God. You are mortal, and you're still going to be in 2020. Are you bummed? Psalm 90 says this, "So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom." Let me read that again. Teach us to number our days. Because did you know that your days are all numbered? God doesn't have a beginning and doesn't have an end. You had a beginning. And your physical body will have an end. Because that is true, teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. People, all your days are numbered. And you only have so many allotted to you. You need to be wise and intentional in how you choose to use them. This is what Jesus says. Jesus gave a parable in the Gospel of Luke. And he basically gave a parable and he talked about a rich man who made a bunch of money. And he one day sat back and he said, "I've got so much money, I'm just going to build bigger barns and put my wealth away and I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry because I'm rolling." And you know what Jesus calls that man? A fool. Jesus says, "For in that very night, his life will be required of him. And though he was rich in the things of the world, he was poor toward God. He was poor toward the things of heaven." Where does the rich man in Jesus' parable fall short? He didn't put God in the equation of his life. He was short-sighted. This life only, this life ends, and what do you have? Nothing. Jesus calls him a fool because he didn't realize that his life is like a vapor that one day will pass away. He calls him a fool because this man didn't learn to number his days and see the bigger picture of his purpose, of why he exists. Prediction for 2020. God will still be God in 2020. Infinite and immortal. Prediction for you this year. You will still be finite and mortal. Immortality is given to you by Christ. For those of you who accept Him. "For God so loves the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting." How long is everlasting? It's a long time, isn't it? Prediction number three. You ready for this one? This one's kind of important. The Bible will still be God's authoritative written word in 2020. It's still going to be authoritative written word of Almighty God in 2020. It's not changing. "For you have been born again, not of seed which is imperishable, but perishable. That is, through the living and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, all its glory like the flowers of the grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which is preached to you." Timeless. For 2020 people and beyond. This is a library of 66 books written between 1450 BC to 90 AD. The span of 1500 years. Think about how old this country is. 200 and something. This library was written by 40 different authors in three different continents, in three different languages. It's written by kings and statesmen and priests and prophets, tax collectors, a physician, tent makers, and fishermen. And if you were to ask any of these individuals about any subject at all, they would have views as diverse as the people in this room, probably way more than you and I. But together, they produce a volume that is marvelous in unity, in its doctrine, in its historical viewpoints, its ethics, and its expectations. In this book, there's a consistent view of God, of mankind, of sin and salvation. The coming of a Messiah and a King from Genesis through Revelation. How do you account for this? How could that possibly happen? Because of the efforts of more of these 40 human authors is the one perfect, sovereign, and guiding mind of Almighty God. God has spoken. 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21. But know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men, listen, moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Human authors, God speaking through them, moved by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. That's why there's a consistency of unity of this. This book's a miracle. It's God's authoritative written word. Jesus studied it as a little boy, memorized it. Second Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is God-breathed. And is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and training in righteousness. And I want all to take a deep breath right now. Everybody take a deep breath with me. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Breathe out. That's what Paul says, what God did when he breathed the Word, the Scriptures. It's all God breathed. The Word of God. Prediction for 2020, it will still be God's Word this year. You know what you ought to do with this? You ought to read it. Do I hear an amen? You ought to read this thing. I did. As a skeptic, converted me. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God will still be God. With no beginning and no end, you will still be you with a beginning and an end. Number your days. Prediction from Pastor Frank. The Bible is still going to be authoritative in this year. Here's something, a prediction from Pastor Frank. Write this down. Bad things are still going to happen in 2020. Bad things are still going to happen out of a broken, fallen world. Bad things are going to happen this next year. Out of a broken, fallen world. Jesus says a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him. An evil man brings out evil things out of the evil stored up in him. There's evil in the world, people. But I tell you that everyone will have to give an account on that day of judgment for every empty word they've spoken. Jesus said this, but the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart. And these defile them, for out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. There's evil in the world. Did you all hear what happened at a church in Texas last week? Did anyone see that? I didn't want to watch the video, but I did. A homeless man came in. He was mad at the church because the church wouldn't give him money. So he walked into a church with a shotgun in his trench coat, intending to kill people. And he killed two people before the security team killed him. Did you all read about this? They were serving communion. Evil exists in the world. You ask the man that killed the... He says, I was stopping evil. Two Christian martyrs. Two more people dying in the name of Jesus, adding to the list of the Church of Christ. Two men, leaders in their church. Their families are... I pray for their families. Evil will still exist in this world, people. It's broken. We live in a broken world. And the Scriptures explain why. Have you noticed lately that your body's broken? No matter what kind of New Year's resolutions you make and are keeping, everything, eventually everything is going to continue to sag. Do I hear an amen? Right? Your body's broken, people. It's winding down. You're mortal. Your body's marred. People, you're broken people. I'm broken people. There's evil in the world. Mankind is broken. The heart of mankind is broken. It's lost. It's separated from God. And the Bible explains why. You see, God made humanity in the image of God. And our parents blew it. Genesis. And they fell. And the Scripture says that we're sin. We've missed the mark. We're marred. I use the analogy and I like it. It's like someone makes a beautiful painting and while the painting's still wet, someone just marks it up. And you can still see the painting and the beauty, but it's not right. Something's broken in it. That's what you and I are. We're marred people. Broken people. This is a broken world. Here's a promise from Jesus that you should all remember the promise of Jesus. In this world you will find trouble, but take courage, I've overcome the world. Here's a prediction. This year, evil will still exist in the world. Humanity's still going to do stupid stuff because we live in a broken, fallen world, and it's going to happen this next year. Take this one down. Number five. You ready for number five? There will continue to be a clash of values in this world between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. In 2020, there's still going to be a clash of values in this world between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, between God's people and people that aren't God's people. We see the world differently in terms of origin and meaning. Morality and destiny. There's a clash of values, of worldview between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And it will continue to clash in 2020. It will continue. Listen. This is the message we have heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light. And in Him there's no darkness at all. God is light. Jesus says to those who've accepted Him, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before mankind in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. People, God is light. And as His children, we reflect His light into a dark world. Just as the moon doesn't have any light in itself, the moon reflects the sun. You are like a moon. You reflect God. God is light. Jesus says you are the light of the world. As you're a follower of His, love your enemy. Pray for those who persecute you. Take care of the orphan and the widow. There's a clash of values that will continue on this earth until Christ returns. There will continue to be a battle. Listen to this. 2 Timothy 3:1-4. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, lovers, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. The Bible says in the last days before the return of Jesus, this will be the values of the world. Are we getting there? Are we getting there? But we're people of the light. We're followers of Jesus. People who love God and love others. We clash with this self-centered existence as Jesus did and does. A prediction for 2020, we will continue to clash with the world system as followers of Jesus. Embrace it. Accept it. It's an honor. It's an honor. Give me an amen. Here's a prediction for 2020 from Pastor Frank. You ready? Prayer will still work. Prayer will still work in 2020. Pray then in this way, Jesus says, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Right? Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil, because evil exists in the world. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus said, pray in this way. Jesus says, ask, it will be given unto you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks will find. And to him who knocks, on the door of heaven, God will open the door. Romans 10:13 says, For whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Prayer will still work in 2020. God promises to listen to you as His children in 2020. When you call upon the name of the Lord, God hears. Prayer, people, will still work this year. Take notes this morning. You ready? The power of the Holy Spirit will still be moving in our lives in 2020. Isn't that good news? The power of the Holy Spirit will still move in our lives. You see, Jesus knew that we needed help. And Jesus says in John 14, the night before he died, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper. I like that. Does anyone need help? Does anyone need help in being a Christian? I do. Jesus says, I know. I'm going to send you the helper. That he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, who the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, people, because he abides with you and will be in you. And when you accepted Christ, the Spirit of the living God came inside of you. Jesus told his disciples, wait in Jerusalem until the Spirit of the Lord comes on power upon you. And then you will have power to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, the ends of the earth. Here's a verse for you to memorize. 2 Timothy 1:17, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. Isn't that wonderful? God has not given you a spirit of fear. Anybody afraid in here? It's not from the Lord. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power. The Holy Spirit inside of you is power, is love, and is sound thinking. You need help making decisions this next year? Ask the Lord. He'll give you a good path. The Holy Spirit will still be with you this year. Here's the truth this year. Another prediction. If you draw near to God in 2020, He'll draw near to you. Do you know that? Here's a prediction. If you sitting here today saying, in 2020, I intend to be closer to God and I'm going to do something about it, God is not in heaven going, nah-uh, I'm running. If you're in here and you're like, I want to be closer to God in 2020, you know what God's doing up in heaven? Thank goodness. That's what I've been wanting ever since. He's applauding that. If you draw near to the Lord, He'll draw near to you. That's what it says in James 4:8. Jesus, the half-brother of Jesus, says, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. Isn't that good news? You ever had somebody you wanted to be friends with, and they didn't want to be friends with you? You ever had somebody that you want to be close with, they don't want to be close with you? I got great news for you this morning. God wants to be closer to you. You're the variable. He's the fixed. I like this verse in Jeremiah 29:11. Bet most of us memorize this verse. God says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. God has plans for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. God has plans to give all of you in here a future and a hope. And then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you because prayer works. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will restore you, your fortune, and will gather you from all the nations. People, I like this verse. He was speaking to the nation of Israel many years ago, but the heart of God is there. God's plans for you is not to destroy you. Did you know that God is for you? Do you know the best year that you could live is the best year that God has planned for you? Do you know that the Lord's plans for your life is good, acceptable, and perfect? He's a loving God. If you choose to draw near to the Lord this year, He's all for it. He's ready to draw near to you. And the good news is He's for you. He's for you. Here's another one. Number 9. A prediction from Pastor Frank. Testimony will still be powerful in 2020. Revelation 12:11, it speaks of in the last days, but it says this. They triumphed over Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Someday, when Christ returns, there'll be saints on the earth dying and giving testimony. There are saints in China right now dying in the name of Jesus. There are saints right now in India, all over the world, Iran, Iraq, Christians, people that call in the name of Jesus in Egypt, who are being killed. Because they won't renounce Christ. They triumphed over Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. There's power in a testimony. There's power in proclaiming Jesus. When you confess Christ with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved. There's something about public proclamation of testimony. There's something powerful in a testimony. I shared this story. There's this, my sister in Israel, and some of you will get a chance to meet her, our messianic guide there. She said the day that she finally told her high school class that she was a follower in Yeshua, that something snapped in her and she no longer had fear, she began to proclaim Christ boldly at Jerusalem High School as one of only 3 Christians in a school of 3,000. There was power in a testimony. There's power in a testimony. You know, I was talking earlier this year, there was a person, she was sharing how she was reading through Moses and she was reading about the time when all the Israelites were exiled and they were complaining. And she's like, you know, as I was reading that, I just felt like I've been complaining too much to the Lord in my own life. and God's really working in my heart. And I'm like, that's a beautiful testimony. People, you have a testimony. There's micro testimony and macro testimony. You have a big picture testimony of how you've met, known, and followed Jesus. And you have a mic. There's a testimony in your life today of how God's working in your life. And there's power in your testimony, and if you proclaim your testimony, there's power in it. It's good for you. It's good for the people who hear it. Who knows of your testimony? Who knows of your story? Of what God is doing in your life today? You need to proclaim it. Testimony will still be powerful in 2020. And we're going to encourage that this year. That's why Pastor Vince is doing this class. Man, embrace your testimony and proclaim it. Satan wants you to keep your mouth. If he can get you to do, you can't hurt him. You just shut your and don't say a and we're done. There's power in a testimony. And there will still be power in a testimony. And you need to embrace that and proclaim that. Who's the last person you told your testimony to? You need to make a list. Who you plan on telling it to? Micro and macro. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. There's victory in testimony. It'll still be powerful this year. And last prediction from Pastor Frank this year, 2020. You ready for this one? The blood of Jesus will still continue to save people in 2020. The blood of Christ will still save people in 2020. Ephesians 1:7 says, "In him we have redemption through his blood." That means we've been redeemed or bought back. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus that dripped from the cross. The blood of Christ will still work in 2020. Here's a great verse. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. Anyone want new things this year? How about accepting Christ and being a brand new creation? If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciles us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against you. How many people here do not want your sins counted against you in heaven? Anyone? You die today. You leave here and you're toast in a car accident. And you're in the presence of Almighty God. Anybody in here want your sins not counted against you? The only way that's going to happen is if you let Jesus take your sins away. I like that verse, your sins not being counted against you, and to be remembered no more. He who knew no sin became sin on your behalf, that you become the righteousness of God. A prediction, God's blood will still work in 2020. Jesus will still redeem mankind. All who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Listen to this, last verse. Revelations 1:5. And from Christ Jesus, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. I like that, man. He's freed us from our sins by his blood. Here's some predictions for you this year. God's still going to be God in 2020, and you're still going to be immortal, made in His image in 2020. People, the Bible's still going to be God's authoritative word, just as Jesus said it is in 2020. Bad things are still going to happen in a broken, fallen world. There's still going to be a clash of kingdoms on this earth in 2020 between God's people and not. People, prayer is still going to work this year. The power of the Holy Spirit is still going to be moving in your lives this year. If you desire to be closer to God this year, that's what He's wanted all along, and He'll meet you there. Your testimony will still be powerful this year, and you need to figure out how to unleash that. And that's why you need to sign up and take that class. People, the blood of Christ is still going to be awesome this year in redeeming humanity. It's a new year, isn't it? It's a brand new year. People, God has many exciting things for us this year as a church body and as a church as individuals. I promise you this year, if you follow Jesus, you will not be bored. His plans for you are amazing. And you know what He calls you to do? Follow Him. Follow Me. Number your days in here, because there is a number on them. Be intentional how you choose to live your life this year. Who knows? Maybe this is the year of His return. That'd be cool. Father, I pray that You would help my brothers and sisters in here to have an eternal perspective for 2020. I pray that my brothers and sisters in here will see more clearly this next year who You are and who they are. Father, we lift and consecrate and dedicate this year into Your hands. We pray, Lord God, that Your will would be done in our lives this year as it is in heaven. Jesus of Nazareth, You are amazing, and we hear Your voice, and we follow You. Thank You for Your patience with us. Thank You what You're doing in us and through us. We honor You and love You and praise You and thank You. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, amen. I want you to stand with me as we sing a song that you might recognize. Tell me if you recognize the melody of this song.